We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure as crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
And we're back. We're back.
We're back.
The boys are back.
We're back. We've recorded twice this week, which is too boring to talk about.
Jack, too boring.
I want to... we watched a movie this week.
Yes.
We've been watching a lot of movies this week. Get over it.
Get over it.
This month. This last few weeks.
For endlessly. And that's probably not going to change.
Would you say that this film is a spiritual sequel to the film we just watched, Reality Bites, except for a new generation?
No.
And also, I thought Seth Green was in this movie.
No. Okay, there's a lot to unpack here. So can I start?
Me start. And keep in mind, this is my opening salvo. At the top of the episode.
It feels like you got a lot on your mind, and I want to try to help. Okay, here's what I'll say. Let me say a couple things. One, I'll say this. The reason I said yes initially and then I said no is that I thought you were going to ask me whether this was a spiritual sequel or squeakquel, which is a term of art we use if we've been to film school. It means a spiritual sequel to the film 10 Things I Hate About You. And to which I would answer absolutely, it's a squeakquel to that movie, or that movie's a squeakquel to this.
I think you're right. Reality Bites is not right, but I think 10 Things I Hate About You is the 90s version of this movie. Well, this movie was also the 90s version of this movie.
Yeah.
But it was 99, so it was essentially 2000.
99 was essentially 2000. We didn't realize it at the time.
And then,
because we were all excited about it.
But, and then I think Mean Girls is the 2000s version of this movie.
Mean Girls.
Is that a confusing sentence I just said?
Mm-hmm.
I think this film is the 2000s version of 10 Things I Hate About You.
Okay, that's fine.
And that Mean Girls is the 2000s version of this film.
I just want to get Reality Bites out of this conversation. Can I say, get Reality Bites out of your mouth? Can I say that to you?
Yeah,
get Reality Bites out of your mouth.
Yeah, I'm not doing a Chris Rock impression.
No, I don't need that. I don't need that.
I guess I can try.
No, I don't. It's fine.
Whoa!
It's fine. You don't need to. I was just gesturing at it.
Jack Shepard just... what did he say? Slap me in the face.
He just slapped the Reality Bites right out of my mouth.
Can't Hardly Wait. Apparently, this movie is also called Can't Hardly Wait.
So let me say some things about that. One, and you know I have to say this.
Yeah.
You know I have to. That movie is definitely named after the Replacements song.
Okay.
Which is on the soundtrack, Can't Hardly Wait.
This movie.
No, Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah, this movie.
This movie is not Can't Hardly Wait. This movie is She's All That.
It's essentially the same thing. And that's what I thought we were watching. When you said, let's watch She's All That, I thought, oh, good. Yeah. I like that movie. I like Seth Green. He's good. He's got the goggles.
Let me respond to that. This movie is nothing like Can't Hardly Wait. It's nothing like it. It has nothing to do with it. It's not even adjacent to it, except in that they're both like kind of rom-coms from around the same era. And we should watch Can't Hardly Wait. Maybe we'll watch it next week.
That would be a little soon, huh? We're reading a manga for next week.
Are we? Have you chosen it?
No, but I will.
Okay, well, then maybe not.
Maybe you're not.
Listen, you're all over the place.
No.
You're all over the place.
No.
Can't hardly wait. Say to me right now.
I have a degree of focus that I've never had before in my
life. Repeat after
Jack.
Me.
I feel like I'm on another plane. I feel like I'm seeing in 4D. Go ahead.
Repeat after me. The movie She's All That, which is what we're talking about this week.
Yes.
Repeat after me. The movie She's All That, which is what we're talking about.
Oh, we're starting?
Yes.
Okay. The movie She's All That, which we're talking about this week,
is a spiritual sequel or squeakquel to 10 Things I Hate About You.
Is a spiritual sequel or squeakquel to 10 Things I Hate About You. And
may I
editorialize a little bit?
Okay, fine.
And a spiritual prequel.
No.
Or what do you call it? What's the shorthand for a prequel?
Spweequel.
Spweequel to Mean Girls.
Fine.
Okay.
But importantly.
Yes.
You can say that.
Importantly,
it has literally nothing to do with Reality Bites or Can't Hardly Wait, except insofar as it's a romantic comedy from a roughly similar era.
I lost track of what you're saying. Jack, before we discuss the film, I think this is what you saw, what you call an ensemble cast. And yeah. I think it would be pretty appropriate and useful for us to do a little bit of a dramatis personae.
Let's do that, yeah.
So this movie is about Marianne Spear.
From the
Babysitter's Club.
Okay. Pre Marianne's Makeover, book 60.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she is talking to, Fred from Scooby-Doo, which is confusing.
Okay.
And they're sort of like together in this one. And then his two friends are Paul Walker from Fast and the Furious and Charlie from West Wing.
Yep.
And their two friends are, for some reason, Lil' Kim, who doesn't have a single line in this film.
Not much to say. Yeah.
And Dwayne Wade's wife.
Okay. Yeah.
You with me so far?
Yeah.
And then the guy from 13 Ghosts is in it.
The guy from 13 Ghosts is in it. Yeah.
There's just a couple more notable sort of people we have to talk about. Fred from Scooby-Doo's dad is John Hoynes from The West Wing.
So there's a strong West Wing contingent.
His little sister is Rogue from The X-Men.
Okay, yeah. So that's what we call an ensemble cast.
Yeah, that's an ensemble cast. And that's how we'll be referring to them throughout the episode, or at least how I will be.
I hope so. Yeah, that won't be confusing. Okay, so we've said the cast. We said who we are. I'm Jack Shepherd.
Yeah, and I'm Tanner Greenring.
And it's The Strange Bedfellows, and we talk about romance movies. Get used to it.
Yeah, we sometimes talk about romance books, sometimes talk about romance mangas.
And not yet.
Right now, we're sort of on a hot streak of romance movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we watched a film this week that's called She's All That.
She's All That, which is a spiritual sequel to...
Yes, no, we've said all that stuff. They left off the end of it, didn't they? They said it wrong.
The film.
Yeah.
Oh, and a bag of chips, you mean?
Yeah, because I think it should be and a bag of chips, don't you think?
It should have been. The three guys who were doing some rapping in the film, they said the name of the movie.
Between two girls, which one we gonna pick? I'd rather pick Lainey because Taylor be talking shh. She thinks she's all of that with everything in between. But who's about to be prom queen?
Lainey.
Well, Taylor used to be the thing, but now she's not. Lainey's going for prom queen and Taylor's hot. But we don't give a damn about Taylor Vaughn because Taylor's fading out and Lainey's on. If I can get with Lainey, yo, it'd be real cool with the queen. By my side, we run the whole damn school.
Yo, keep it on the break, and I'ma keep this cool.
Cool.
Taylor did Zach for a carnival. All for the high school jock named Brock.
Well, my man, click on the beatbox.
Lean.
Yeah, she's all that.
They said the name of the
during
movie.
One of their freestyles.
And they
there's
didn't
three
get
guys
around.
Who are sort of a Greek chorus.
Yeah.
Who do some rapping? Who sort of like. Move the plot, do a little bit of exposition, you know?
I think in the modern era, if you say she's all that and you don't add that she's also a bag of chips, that's what we call damning with faint praise.
Oh, yeah. You're all that, but...
You're all that, but where's my
bag, the
bag
of chips?
Yeah.
I'm feeling quite hungry.
And there's no other way to end that, right?
She's all that...
Can one be all that and something other than a bag of chips?
I'm going to do Google auto.
Yeah, do Google autocorrect. We want to do our due diligence here because we're journalists.
She's all that Shakespeare?
Okay, that was not what I was expecting. Write she's all that and see what happens.
Okay. She's all right and... She's all that.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
He's all that connected.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that. So she's all that and he's all that connected. Okay, that's interesting. That is interesting. It does
She's
make
all that
me...
and he's all that is the second result. She's all that and he's and
she's
a bag of chips.
And he's all that.
Oh boy, Josh. Jack. Yeah. Oh boy, Jack. Let me tell you about a 2021 film.
Yeah. Starring TikTok personality.
Starring a TikTok personality named Addison Rae. Yeah. And Tanner Buchanan.
And you know who else
is
in it?
Hey, buddy. Name's taken.
A little person called Matthew Lillard.
And Rachel Lee Cook.
Yeah.
Although, confusingly, Matthew Lillard plays his character from this film. that we discussed and watched,
yeah.
Brock Hudson.
Yeah.
Rachel Lee Cook plays a different character called Anna Sawyer.
Okay. And but do you want to tell our listeners what that movie's called?
Yeah. He's All That.
Yeah.
And so, it's unclear whether or not.
We'll put it on our list.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia page here. It doesn't say anything about the bag of chips for this film either.
Okay. All right. Well, that's.
Is it just an oversight? Like, is it a cultural thing?
Has it been erased from history? Do we not say that anymore? Is it problematic somehow?
Matthew Lillard plays a new character. Yeah. Principal Bosch. He's the principal.
Okay. Do you, before we start describing this film, do you want to do my new hit segment with me?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
I don't know what to call it yet, and we can kind of hone in on it if you like, but my working title is On the One Hand.
Okay. Do we have to say it like that?
How would you want to say it?
Not like that.
Okay. On the one hand.
On!
Okay.
The one hand.
Sure. That's what it's called right now. And so okay. What I've done for this segment, and I guess it's just going to be me reading to you and
perfect.
You can react.
What a good segment.
No, you could be Judge Tanner.
Can I be Arbiter Tanner?
Sure. It's like Judge Dredd.
Oh, I love
you're
that.
You're judge, jury, and executioner.
I love that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
So you're okay. Like...
Do I have a gun?
Sure.
Yes.
And a cool, like, future helmet.
Yes. Okay. I'm into it. What do I do?
So what I'm going to do is... So I went to...
Objection!
Okay.
Overruled. And then I shoot you in the head.
Okay, that's not.
That's just what Dredge. Segment. I don't. It's not. It's not even like who I am. I'm not like into hyperviolence like that. But it is something yeah. Judge Dredd would do.
He says lawyer shit.
My version of it does. Arbiter,
okay. Yeah.
Arbiter Tanner.
Arbiter Tanner. So what I'm thinking. So what I've done is I've pulled from Rotten Tomatoes,
okay.
A extremely positive review of the movie.
Okay.
And an extremely negative review of the movie. And I thought we could kind of hear these people out.
Okay.
And then the judge, the Arbiter Tanner with the gun.
Yeah, two guns.
Two guns, okay. Can decide who's right and who's, you know, just based on the merits that they present. Because he's
and a chainsword. And a chainsword.
A chainsword.
Do you know what a chainsword is?
I feel like you're getting a little.
It's from Warhammer 40K. Okay. It's a sword that's a chainsaw.
Fine. So can I start?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start with the positive review. It's actually only 4 stars. It's not 5 stars.
Is there any 5-star reviews for this
There
film?
Were some, but they weren't that interesting. They were just like, this movie's iconic.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So I'm going to start with this, and I want you to hear it out, okay? And then I want you to hear out the other side, and then we'll kind of make a determination.
Okay.
So this is a 4-star review of She's All That by someone called Dan O.
Okay.
Here's what Dan O
says.
We
used to work with a Dan O. Do you think it's the same Dan?
It's possible.
Kind of a newsletter guru now.
Yeah. Do you want to
hear that? Does the review talk about newsletters?
You may have to it doesn't, but you may have to recuse yourself from this now.
Because
if it is our friend and colleague Dan O, I feel like you're going to want to put your thumb on the scale or the trigger.
Oh yeah, and I would hate to have to shoot him in the head.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
Very nice.
Yeah. Can I say it?
Yeah, please.
Here's what Dan O said on June 20th, 2015 on Rotten Tomatoes. He took the time after watching this movie to give us his thoughts.
Okay.
4 stars. There's something about this movie, says Dan O.
Okay.
And then he goes on to
that's
say...
That's a different movie. There's something about Mary.
He goes on to say what it is, that the something is.
Okay.
And it's this. The girl is smoking.
Smoking what?
Smoking. The girl is smoking.
Like the mask.
Yeah.
Smoking.
The music is weird but good.
The music is weird but good.
Yeah. And I think you're going to relate to this last part. And there are about 1 million actors in it that I know from other stuff.
Yes. We had a whole bit about it at the top, Dan.
So
it was
Dan
called Dramatis Personae.
I think has certainly endeared himself to me.
Yeah, well, he endeared himself to me when we worked together, too.
He writes a killer newsletter. He can really fucking put
Rockefeller Skank, Fatboy Slim, Baby Got Going, Liz Phair, Give It To Me Baby, Rick James, The Rockefeller Skank, Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer.
Oh, what a song.
All over this film.
What a song.
Yeah. Prophecy by Remy Zero.
I'll tell you, I remember Remy Zero. I'll tell you a true story about Kiss Me.
Yeah.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
So at the end of this film, she walks down the stairs and Kiss Me is playing and she looks so beautiful and it's a really powerful moment. I think that you could put Kiss Me behind literally any footage of anything.
Here's a question, Jack, because it sounds like what you're doing is setting up the same premise of the iconic bet from this film, because that is what Freddie Prinze Jr., Fred from from Scooby-Doo says is that it's not that his ex-girlfriend
was what makes him popular,
it's that he can make any girl popular by dating him
and you're saying that Sixpence None the Richer is the Freddie Prinze Jr. of music exactly what I'm saying. That's the claim I'm making. Sixpence None the Richer is the, specifically their hit Kiss Me, is the Freddie Prinze Jr. of music. Take any footage and
I thought you were talking about one of their other hits.
You know what I hated to see?
Okay. You know what I hated to see, Jack? Yeah,
tell me.
I am, I love love.
Yeah, same.
You know what I mean?
I know.
I love it when two people love one another. I love it when two friends are very close. And I've really gotten a lot out of, in my time on this earth, the intense and beautiful friendships between Freddie Prinze Jr. and
Matthew Lillard. Yeah.
And their iconic on-screen performances together, where they're always best friends.
Yeah.
In this film, they've decided to make them not best friends, but mortal enemies.
And it's hard really to deal difficult. With.
And it's like I can't even get into their performance because you can tell that there's some tension because they cannot pretend to hate one another that much because of the intense amount of love between them.
I want to talk about the Matthew and Freddie conundrum with you.
Okay.
After we finish the segment.
Okay. And which segment are we on now?
It's the same segment. As you know, I guess I should have said this is my fault because I told you it was called On the One Hand, and I guess that led you to believe that we were just going to do
just
one hand.
Yeah.
And why would you, how could you possibly expect to think that I might introduce another hand?
No, I think if you want to introduce another hand, you're going to have to do another segment, and that segment's called But On the Other Hand.
Okay, this segment is called But On the Other Hand.
Yeah, okay.
And can we bring Arbiter Tanner back for this?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. Let me get into the character.
Okay. Do you see him? Can I speak with Arbiter Tanner, please?
He's here.
Yeah, okay. Arbiter Tanner, as you'll remember, I presented some pretty compelling evidence that this movie is a 4-star movie, and it's great. And that evidence is that the girl is smoking, the music is weird but good, and there are about a million actors in it that one knows from other stuff.
Yeah, and then I say evidence has been dismissed, and I guess I like shoot you right in the crotch.
Okay. Before you render your judgment. Can I read to you a 1-star review of this movie?
Oh, please. Yeah.
This one's from someone called Mode.
Okay.
M-O-A-D. Maybe it's Moad.
Moad. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what Moad says, and I'd like you to consider this, in their scathing 1-star review of this film.
Okay.
It's longer.
Good.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
This movie was released in the same year as 10 Things I Hate About You.
Wrong. False.
No, I think that's true, and I think it's a good point.
Is it?
No, don't look it up.
I thought that movie came out in 98. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Please don't look it up.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. This movie was released in the same year as 10 Things I Hate About You, and it's about the prom dance thingy.
What does that mean?
I think when you like...
What prom dance thingy?
The thingy is like when you like say make a bet that you can take someone to prom.
Okay.
Both
I'll tell you this, Jack. Yeah. No one made that bet on me.
No one made that bet on you. Yeah, no one Freddie made
Prinze
that bet
Jr.
on
didn't
me.
Come sniffing around me in high school, seeing if I wanted to go to prom with him.
Didn't you take a volleyball to prom?
No.
Okay.
I took a volleyball to homecoming.
Okay. Let me say it. It's about the prom dance thingy. Both are inciting obscenity and sex out of marriage.
What?
The main premise in both films is a fairly popular and broad-shouldered guy makes a bet on taking out a girl or marking that one popular. I think he means making.
Yeah.
So the premise, I think that's true. That's true.
Yes.
Yeah. The relationship develops as the movies progress.
This is what we were doing in the late 90s, early 2000s, yeah. is we always made two versions of the same movie.
Yeah.
We made Deep Impact and Armageddon. We made Dante's Peak and Volcano Under
it's
Los
for
Angeles.
Coverage.
And we
it's
made
for coverage.
10 Things I Hate About You and
She's All That.
She's All That.
Yeah. The relationship develops as the movies progresses, and they both start having feelings for the bet girls. The bet girls they had taken up. Near the end, everything fall apart.
Everything. Okay.
That's what Mode says. Everything fall apart when girls find out about the bets on them, and in both films by their rivals. True story.
That is true.
It concludes...
Was that editorializing?
That was editorializing. I'm sorry, Arbiter Tanner. You should know that was me.
All right. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Case closed. Blast you with like a cannon.
It concludes in a romantic tone in the former by using the bet money to buy her a guitar, and in the former, he doesn't win it, but arrives at her house.
Okay.
And both were the former? I want to take a pause now to just dwell on the fact that he did say the former twice, because the next sentence shouldn't be interrupted, I think.
Okay, perfect.
So I think we should just like get it all out.
You
about
want
the...
me to just sort of have a little bit of a heyday with...
Yeah.
So both points were the former.
Yeah.
So both were
Yeah.
She's All That. I don't remember the guitar part from She's All That.
So, all right. Now I need to take a run up to this next sentence because it takes a turn.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to take a run up to it. I'm going to say the former thing again, but we don't need to dwell on it.
Okay.
Because we've already really said our piece about it. It concludes in a romantic tone in the former by using the bet money to buy her a guitar, and in the former, he doesn't win it, but arrives at her house, and her cuckold father facilitates the fornicator's / adulterer's mission to jump up to their daughter's asses.
I'm so intensely curious about the man Moad behind this review, and who he is, and what he's about. And where he lives.
Moad reveals himself even further in this final sentence of this incredible roller coaster of a review because he says,
"Are you sure we didn't write this?
Do you think it's us from the future?"
I think so. And
should we go to Rotten Tomatoes and write a review of this movie at some point in this episode?
I think we probably have to. Yeah. We'll probably follow sort of the Moad tradition. You know?
Okay, let me finish out what Moad says, because it's really revealing of Moad. Shameless. Fun at some parts.
Yeah, true.
Don't recommend them. And I disdain them overtly and hold them in contempt for the right reasons.
Oh, now he's talking Arbiter Tanner's language. Held in contempt?
And then he finishes with this sentence. What's really tragic is the death of two stars of the cast at a young age. We should take a lesson from that.
Who died?
I don't know, but it sounds like he thinks it happened because of the movies.
Oh, he means Paul Walker for sure. He's like, Paul Walker was in this movie in 1999.
Paul Walker died
20 years later.
Because
he died.
She's All That encourages fornication and has a cuckold father.
Yeah.
What a ride. What a ride.
Died.
So, Judge Tanner, Arbiter Tanner, before you weigh in on whether Dano or Moad has the right of it here, I will read you one very, very short final 5-star review that I did find from Anonymous.
Okay, perfect.
And it's...
Anonymous from 4chan?
Yeah, I think it's the guy with the mask from that movie.
Oh, right, okay. And they've been like hacking into like Russian banks a lot lately?
Yeah, and it's in that that voice.
Okay.
You know, it's like We Are Legion voice.
Yeah.
And it's only 5 words.
Okay.
5 stars. Better than Wonder Woman 1984.
I guess let's put a pin in that, because when we do our review,
yeah,
we probably will want to compare it to Wonder Woman 1984.
Yeah, but I'll
which
say,
I saw and I didn't love.
Well,
I
but
didn't
this
like
is the thing about
the
this, because it's like also like it says a lot about Anonymous, which is that you gave this movie 5 stars, and the only thing you had to say about it is it's better than one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Yeah,
just like
pretty
an absolute fucking shit show abomination of a film.
Yeah.
But it, but for him, he's like, that's the highest praise, I think.
Yeah,
this movie,
like,
was so good.
I've seen 2 movies.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman 84 and this, yeah. And this was way better.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when you're busy like hacksawing the Russian banks, you don't have a lot of time for movies.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I probably. When was that review written? Does it say? Are they dated?
January 10th, 2021.
Okay. So he was, that was pre the war. So I think he was probably like, probably still focused on like Gamergate.
Bitcoin, you know? Or like fucking GameStop, investing in GameStop.
Oh yeah, he was like investing in, you're exactly right.
Yeah. He was riding the dip, you know?
I love riding the dip, man. Yeah. I'm riding the dip right now. Can you tell?
Yeah.
can you read it on me?
I can read it on you.
I'm riding a lot of dips right now.
Yeah.
Stock dips.
Yeah.
Crypto dips.
Dips.
NFT dips.
Yeah. That's cool, man.
Thank you.
Probably need to say what happened in the movie. Well, wait. No. We need to hear from Arbiter Tanner. Who's right here?
I think here's Arbiter Tanner's judgment.
Yeah.
We're going to cut both reviews in half.
Yeah.
So that both reviewers can have a little bit of review.
Wow, that's so wise.
Yeah, and that's my judgment.
Okay, so now here's what we got to do. We probably have to take a break, basically, now.
Okay.
But then we have to describe the whole movie, and hopefully at the end of this, we can submit our review to Rotten Tomatoes.
I think that's a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So okay. Should we take a break at this moment?
Let's take the break, and let's, I think, probably do some meditating on the review.
Yeah, and then we'll finish off with the review. Okay, that's perfect.
We're not going to finish off with the review.
Oh, okay.
We still have to discuss the film.
No, that's what I was saying. We discuss the film after the break. Then we end the
show. Oh, perfect. Yes.
With a
okay.
review. Yeah. Yes. That's what I think. Okay, okay. Good. All right, I'll see you on the other side. And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.
Hey everybody, it's Evil Jack here, and I have some bad news to share, which is that the evil BetterHelp competitor that Evil Tanner and I started, WetterHelp, which offers all the same services as BetterHelp except 100% soggier, is going under, both literally and figuratively. Unfortunately, a lot of the therapists we tried to work with, despite being licensed counselors, who you would expect to be some of the most understanding people in the world, were actually extremely rude and unforgiving about how damp their contracts were when it came time to sign, and a lot of our clients expressed a surprising amount of dissatisfaction with their sessions, despite the fact that we went above and beyond to ensure that each interaction was as quaggy, mushy, squelchy, moist, and waterlogged as we could manage within the constraints of a small business. Also, our offices are sinking. All of this is, of course, causing me and Evil Tanner a good deal of stress, anxiety, grief, LGBT matters, and self-esteem, which means that we are going to have to make use of some of the many licensed therapists at BetterHelp, despite the fact that they don't have a 100% moistness guarantee, and their counselors insist on conducting some of the most bone-dry therapy sessions you could imagine. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. At the moment, we are sadly unable to offer you the squelchy, sopping alternative that WetterHelp was really starting to be known for, so I guess you're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call your therapist from the shower, or ideally, some kind of bog. If you've got some things you really want to get off your chest, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime, Well, I guess you're just going to have to stand next to a puddle and wait for a bus to drive by, because apparently there's no room in this country for entrepreneurs anymore. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Gotta say the movie.
Yeah.
Gotta say it.
Gotta say the movie.
Let's say it. There's not much. I mean, if you've seen 10 Things I Hate About You, or apparently, according to you, Reality Bites.
or Reality Bites, or Mean Girls.
Yeah, or Can't Hardly Wait, which literally has absolutely nothing to do with this movie. It's nothing like it. It's completely unlike it.
Pygmalion.
Yeah. Yes.
Or My Fair perfectly. Lady.
Yeah. If you've read the original Ovid story of Pygmalion, then you're pretty much all there. You know. Yeah.
You've got it all figured out, Jack. This movie is about a bet. The Paul Walker makes a bet with Fred from Scooby Doo and says, "You can't get the weirdest girl at our high school to be the prom queen," and he says, "Yes, I can." And they become fast friends. She teaches him how to love. She teaches him how to appreciate himself, how to stand up for himself.
They pick this girl who's like very, very attractive and like very interesting, but like slightly clumsy.
Yeah, slightly clumsy. And she likes art, which is stupid.
Yeah, that is lame.
There's a guy in this movie called Munch or something like that. Munch?
Yeah.
Who wears a shirt the entire time that says, "Kill all artists."
That's kind of cool.
Gun on it, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's less cool. The gun,
and that's what that cool. Arbiter Tanner loves that.
Yeah, he loves that stuff.
Yeah. They make the bet. They ended up actually becoming really good friends. He makes her a popular kid. She turns him into like kind of a artsy fartsy, gets in touch with his emotions kind of guy. It comes out that it's a bet, and it all falls apart. But then he leaves the prom to go to her house and confess his love to her at the end.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's the whole movie.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Oh, you just picked up on the first ring
God
this
damn
time?
It. I know. Well, because normally I have my phone.
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hey, it's...
I'm recording podcast, but yeah.
It's me, Horny Tanner.
Hey.
Is Horny Jack there?
Horny Jack, I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
Horny Jack's always here.
Horny Jack, hey, it's Horny Tanner. nice to hear from you. I don't have a lot of time for pleasantries today. We have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
We're the two prude branding consultants.
Yeah.
And this film...
I think we're the two lewd branding consultants.
We're the two lewd branding consultants.
It's just like important that we get the branding right on our own thing.
yeah. We're the two lewd branding consultants. And this film is a real snapshot from 99. Yeah. And we were throwing around a lot of terms that I think we can probably update for the modern generation. Where to start? Maybe at the 10:55 mark.
Perfect.
Freddie Prinze Jr. says, after being broken up with
because
his ex-girlfriend has fallen in love with the star of MTV's The Real World.
That's an important part of this movie that we haven't said.
Yeah, Brock Hudson, who is
Brock
played
Hudson.
By Matthew Lillard.
He gets broken. Freddie Prinze gets broken up with right at the beginning of the film, and it's because he's the hottest boy in school, but the hottest girl in school has fallen in love with like a douche bro from reality.
Literally,
real
the real world.
Yeah. Literally, the real world. Yeah.
Yeah. Were you about to say Reality Bites?
Yeah.
And admit that this is a spiritual sequel
to
Reality Bites?
No, that's
why
I stopped myself. Yeah.
Anyway, Freddie Prinze Jr. says,
"There are 2,000 girls in this school, and I could bum monkeys with every one of them."
Yes, I noticed that. That's
and when he
great.
Said that, I took notice. I paused the film and I said, "What could that mean?
What could that mean?" Yeah.
And I think what he's implying is,
yes.
I think so too. I don't love the bumper term monkeys. Of art that he's found to describe it. So I think we should. This is kind of a good way in here.
Yep.
So
let's fix it.
Let's fix it. So what he's saying is that there are 2,000 girls at this school, and he could have
relations
with any one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think bump monkeys gets us part of the way there.
I like the bumping part.
Yeah, yeah, bump is good.
Yeah.
Monkeys is confusing.
Monkeys is very confusing. Do you think we can solve it with another animal, or do you think we need to go deeper than that?
Can we agree that bump is good and we're going to keep bump?
We're going to keep bump.
That's the foundation that we're going to build
on. Yeah, that's a foundation of this. Yeah.
Okay. So in that case,
You know what? Actually, can I plus it? Smash.
Oh. Do you think that's plussing it?
I think smash is better than bump. It implies like doing it bigger and better than bump.
Okay. Okay. So smash.
Yeah.
Okay. So there are 2,000 girls at this school, and I could smash monkeys with every one of them?
I think monkeys
I think that's worse.
I think monkeys is the problem, though.
Okay.
I think whatever we land on is going to work with smash.
Okay.
All right, let me throw something out at you, because I just saw it behind you.
What about Smash Brothers, like the game? There are 2,000 girls at this school, and I could smash brothers with every one of them. That's then it's like a double entendre.
Because
you're like,
good.
What does he mean? He's going to play Smash Brothers with them? Or
and there's opportunity for like corporate synergy there.
Yes, Nintendo's really big into that.
Let me throw something at you. I just looked behind you at the picture on your wall, the photograph you have on your wall.
Which one? This one or this one?
It's an absolutely an audio medium.
This one or this one?
It's just like literally no one who is experiencing.
Fine,
this,
use your words
except
then.
Except you or me could know what you're talking about.
Use your words then.
It so happens that both pictures are of the same thing, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
What about Smash Gungans?
Here's what I like about it.
Yeah.
The Gungans part. Here's what I don't like about it is it sort of heavily implies like doing some kind of harm to Gungans.
Okay. Yeah.
And well, I don't
if we
want
go back
that.
What if we go back to bump?
Bump Gungans. Now I love that actually. Cuz it almost rhymes. It's
okay,
a
what
slant
about
rhyme.
This? What about this? Tell me if this works. There are 2,000
No. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to text Jamie right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, hey, do you want to bump Gungans?
Later.
Tonight. Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
And we'll see she reacts, and then we'll know whether or not this, like, scans.
Okay, great. Text her that. And if she doesn't respond immediately, then text her, this is my alt for the same concept. What I mean is, do you want to introduce your Jar Jar to my boss, Nass?
Okay. Yeah, that's good. And by that, I mean, do you want to introduce your Jar Jar to my boss Nass?
Okay. Yeah. I think that's good. So do you think we have it?
Maybe.
I guess we're going to find out. We're going to see what Jamie says.
When I said, hey, do you want to bump Gungans tonight?
She already responded.
She said, ew.
Okay, what does that
mean?
And
I said, and by that I mean, do you want to introduce your Jar Jar to my boss, Nass? And she said, and by that I mean, ew.
Okay. Huh. Do you think she doesn't understand what you're asking?
I said, sorry, I was hacked.
That's smart. That's smart. I just did a spit take of my wine. That's smart. I think sometimes it's good to just kind of back out. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Well,
she said, no, you're not. You're using me for content. And I say, I'm going to change my number. Okay. I think we're clear. I think we're in the clear. Okay. So that's good. I like that.
I think we nailed it. Yeah.
Can I do the next one?
Yeah, sure.
There's a lot.
Yeah, okay, great. Oh, we got, so let's roll through these. Okay, good.
12:20.
Yeah.
While they're making the bet, they're all in the locker room together, and Paul Walker and Freddie Prinze Jr. are sort of like frenemies in this film.
Yeah.
And they're making the bet, and Charlie from the West Wing says,
Okay, we get it, okay? Everybody has a big Jimmy.
Okay, yeah.
So here's what I know is that some people, I call them sprinkles.
Yeah.
But there's some subset of people who refer to like ice cream sprinkles as Jimmies.
Okay.
So maybe he's talking about just like one big Jimmy.
I can add some context to this. In the Ice Cube song, Today Was a Good Day, part of his good day requires him to editorialize. And he says, my Jimmy digs so deep, put her butt to sleep.
Butt to sleep. Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe what he's saying is like, we don't even have to dig that deep because our Jimmies are just so big.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
maybe
it's pretty effortless to put that butt to sleep.
You know, you and I are both fathers of young boys. Maybe it's a like a backhoe loader.
Well, there is a truck
that digs so deep.
There is a truck called a GMC Jimmy.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you think that's what he meant? He's got like maybe like a plow attachment to the front.
Yeah, that could be.
And then he shot a triple double.
Yeah, he did shoot a triple double. And
he was just fucking around.
Beat the Supersonics.
Yeah. Yeah. That means someone, this game where he went to the park to just kind of shoot around with his buds.
Yeah.
There was an official there, like, getting stats, you know?
Like,
It's like tracking his rebounds, his boards, his passes. So I guess that guy always follows Ice Cube around. Do you want the last? We haven't gotten
Have
to the
we rebranded
of this one
it?
Yet.
I think backhoe loader.
Okay, we get it. Okay, everyone here has a big backhoe loader. It's pretty good,
right? Yeah, it's pretty good.
I have no objections to that.
Yeah.
And then later, this is the last one.
Yeah.
He's trying to get her out of her shell a little bit.
Yeah.
So Fred from Scooby-Doo brings Marianne Spear
to the beach. Yeah.
Yeah. And she is wearing a swimsuit.
Yeah.
And this movie's like a sci-fi movie because we're meant to believe that Rachel Lee Cook is not like a beautiful, like attractive woman.
Yeah.
But Paul Walker notices
her
wearing her swimsuit at the 33-minute mark and he says,
hey now, check out the Bobos on Super Freak.
Yeah, and I think I caught this as well, and this is maybe our toughest assignment yet, because I think that's right.
Oh, you think that that's where we would end up? If we were starting fresh on this one.
Yeah. I just, like, kind of no notes on that, but I, like, that's not the assignment. The assignment is to improve on it.
Yeah.
Like, what is more romantic and more sexy than saying of someone, check out the Bobos on Super Freak?
Check on the Bobos. Yeah.
You know, like,
it was in my vows.
It was in your vows. I remember I officiated your wedding.
You did the wedding, yeah. So you remember I was talking about the Bobos.
I said it in my speech. I was like, Tanner, do you check out the Bobos?
I know, and I was
Super
like,
Freak?
Oh, this
and
is
you
so
said,
embarrassing.
I do.
Like this, I like held up my notes. I was like, it's in my speech. So yeah, I think because it is such a well known and well trod phrase in sort of popular culture.
Yeah,
we'll just kind of want to. I think it's too obvious what he's saying.
Yeah.
You know, I think we want to obscure it a little bit.
But
keep it very horny and sexy because
we'll keep it horny and sexy. Yeah.
Branding consultants.
Okay.
So check out the Bobos on Super Freak. And what he means is her.
Yeah. Well, I think I think folks know.
Okay.
What if we just move things around a little bit and have him say, check out the Super Bobos on Freak.
Super Bobos.
Check out the Super Bobos on Freak.
Oh, okay. So I did a search for Bobos because you were like, oh, I'm sure everyone knows what it means. And I was like, totally. And I just happened to search it.
Yeah.
Not because I didn't know what it meant.
No. I get it. Yeah.
But now I do. Right. So what I thought all along was true.
Yeah.
Oat bars, baked goods, and healthy snacks.
Okay. So oat bars, I think, has a ring to it.
Oat bars is good, huh?
Yeah, and let's think of something that's less mean than Super Freak.
Yeah. Super Friend.
Check out the oat bars on Super Friend. I think we fucking did it again.
Wow, and this is why the two lewd branding consultants get paid the big bucks, yeah. People.
We improved on the unimprovable on. It was so good that Tanner used it in his fucking vows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check out the
oat bars on Super Friend.
Super Friend. That's beautiful.
Wow. That's really nice.
All right. I guess I'll just submit my invoice then and we can get back to our lives.
Yeah.
Segment over. Perfect.
Do you know that Super Freak is, according to my wife, Sarah, the girl from the This Is Your Brain on Drugs commercial?
What?
Lainey from this movie.
Had Spear?
Previously been famous from the frying pan commercial of This Is Your Brain on Drugs.
Oh, okay.
Is that interesting? I thought it was interesting. Sarah told me.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. I just wanted to share it with you. I guess
it's sort of interesting.
Okay. I thought it was going to be more interesting than you seem to think.
Well, I mean, what do you want? How do you want me to react? Just tell me how you want me to react.
I guess, let me say this.
I think it's interesting, but I also knew that.
You
I'm not
did
surprised.
Know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fine. Yeah.
I think we've talked about it on this show before.
We've talked about that commercial.
That commercial.
We haven't tied the string together.
Because famously, that actress who does the egg commercial where she smashes the egg with the pan.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but she famously played the character Marianne Spear in the Babysitter's Club movie that we watched for this podcast.
Gotcha. And that's why
you've
been calling her Marianne Spear
the whole time.
Yeah. No. Okay. Now I get it.
About the Babysitter's Club.
Okay. Now it's all coming together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Yes. So it's not intrinsically, I don't want to get hung up on this, but it's not intrinsically sort of interesting.
No, I wouldn't even say it's extrinsically sort of interesting.
It's intrinsically quite interesting, but for two people who have already talked about it in the context of their Babysitter's Club podcast,
yeah,
it's
and,
only
and for
sort
tens
of
thousands of people who have listened to two people talk about it on their Babysitter's Club podcast.
Okay.
It's probably also not very interesting.
We got to review this movie, but before
let's do Burns.
No, that's it. Let's do Burns first. Let's do Burns.
Let's get the Burns out of the way.
Let's get the Burns out of the way. I've only got one. Burn of the week.
Paul Walker is in the locker room at the dance, the big dance at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's hanging out with Charlie from the West Wing and a couple of the other bros. It's actually the Greek chorus, the rappy guys.
Yeah, the rappy guys.
And he says to Charlie from West Wing.
Yeah.
And he holds up a key and he says,
"Room number 409 is about to become a historical landmark."
Mm-hmm. And Charlie from West Wing says,
"What? You getting murdered there later?"
That's funny.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm realizing now that that's a backhanded burn.
Yeah.
Because what he's saying is, like, what the joke is he's not going to have sex with Super Friend tonight.
Right. That's the joke.
But what it's kind of sort of implying is that Paul Walker is going to be the character he plays is going to be so famous that it would become,
it would be
notable
famous.
And it would become a historic landmark for him to be murdered in this hotel.
And Paul Walker did later die.
That's true. We all die eventually. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a backhanded burn. And that is that a phrase that we've... It's an open-faced burn.
It's an open-faced backhanded
burn sandwich.
Burn sandwich. And yeah. I do think that we can copyright that.
Okay. You don't think that's ever been used by anyone?
I think not. I think it's the first time. Can I say mine?
It precedes
a very famous Matthew Lillard dancing scene.
Yes, what a good scene that was.
He does a very funny dance.
You know, everyone's always like, Sam Rockwell, he's always in movies, he's always dancing, it's so charming, it's so sexy, it's so cool.
Yeah.
But like, what about Matthew Lillard's iconic dance scene?
They've not
She's
seen
All That.
She's All That.
Yeah.
This is the conversation that precedes the famous dance. Taylor, who's the girlfriend of Freddie Prinze Jr. who dumped him for Matthew Lillard. Says,
"Hey, you know, Brock will be back in a minute. I can get you an introduction or maybe an autograph."
Which is stupid He clearly doesn't want that. And Freddie Prinze Jr. says,
"No, that's okay. I'm into it. I saw him on a rerun last night. He had his own toenail clippings for $10. Very impressive."
Yeah, that and is impressive. Taylor
says,
"Jump up my ass, Zach."
Yeah.
And then Zach says,
"Been there, done that."
He's jumped up her ass before.
Yeah, I didn't quite get either the suggestion or the response, but it felt pretty burn adjacent.
It does feel pretty burn adjacent. Yeah.
And then Matthew Lillard does his big dance. Before we do our review, should we say, because we've talked about this before, but I don't think we've ever gotten to the bottom of it. You and I are fans of romance, but in particular, we're fans of bromance. And we are the bromance that we are most the fan of.
Yeah.
If I may speak for you, is the bromance that exists between famous movie stars, Freddie Prinze Jr. and Matthew Lillard of the film Summer Catch.
Yeah.
And we love them and we love their friendship most of all. And in this one, it was why this movie was so difficult
Wing
for us
Commander.
To watch. Yeah, Wing Commander. Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Summer Catch.
Summer Catch. What's the other one?
Let me tell you, because I have it fucking queued up. I'll tell you. I will tell you. Are you
ready? Yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm engaged.
Let's say it.
Why? I'm not looking at it, so I can't say it.
Famously, Summer Catch, Scooby-Doo, Scooby-Dooby-Dooby-Doo-Doo.
And that's a mistake. That's
Unleashed.
They could have easily called that movie Scooby-Doo, and they chose not to.
They called it Scooby-Dooby-Doo-Doo. Monsters Unleashed. I could go on and on.
Yeah, so far you've named three that we had already named.
There's so many movies together. But then this is the part, and it's why it's so hard for us to watch this. This one.
Are they both in Starship Troopers? Or are neither of them in Starship Troopers?
This site I've pulled up that says all the movies they're in together, like, doesn't list She's All That, so I like now have come to not trust it anymore.
Well, it's because it's a departure from the formula because they're not friends, they're enemies.
But,
okay, so they're both famously not in Starship Troopers.
Okay.
Not together and not actually not at all. Yeah.
But let me ask you this, because we've talked about it before. What happened? It all seems to, and I'm now realizing this site is incomplete, but it all seems to have ended after Scooby-Dooby-Doo 2. And what do you say, Scooby 2?
Scooby 2, yeah. Well, when's the last time either of them was in a film?
God damn it. Did I close the tab?
I think Freddie Prinze Jr. retired from acting to focus on his family.
No.
You know who he's married to and has been since 2002?
Who?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
No, I know that, and she's in this.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she's briefly in it, and I'll tell you a funny story about it, by which I mean a only very mildly interesting story. She was filming Buffy and was like in the area, and so the director thought it would be interesting to have her do a cameo, and she was like, yes, I'll do a cameo, but I'll only do it if I don't have a speaking role. And she's like in it briefly in like a lunch scene, but she doesn't say anything.
Oh, okay. That's cute.
Yeah, cute. But let's talk about it. So I think we've discussed this before, but one thing we know is true is that there was a big poop prank.
Sorry? Where? When? What do you mean?
Scooby-Dooby 1.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Am I meant to have seen it?
I'll just read it. It's from an article on IMDb called, like, Prinze Jr. and Lillard fall out over poop prank.
Oh, they're no longer friends.
I don't know. This is what we're trying to get to the bottom of. Can
I read
it?
If they're not friends anymore, Jack?
No, I know.
If they're not friends anymore?
I know.
I'm not sure what I will do, but I don't think it'll be good.
I agree.
And maybe you need to call someone.
Let me tell you the
poop prank. Because I'm going to lash out.
I think we've said it before on the show because this is something that we're interested in. And I'm not sure that it was the end because they did reunite for Scooby-Dooby 2.
Yeah.
But this is what did happen on the set of Scooby-Dooby 1, just to refresh everyone's memory. Pals Matthew Lillard and Freddie Prinze Jr. fell out on the set of summer movie Scooby-Doo over a foul-smelling practical joke. Prince Jr. relieved himself in Lillard's trailer toilet during one of Lillard's days off, didn't flush, and then turned the heat up to make sure the stench would be unbearable when Lillard returned 24 hours later.
That's
Prince
perfect.
Jr. admits this is what the fourth time he has played a similar prank on his pal, and until now he has never been caught. I try to have fun on sets and loosen up, he says. I went into his trailer after I had my morning coffee and I did my business in his bathroom.
Can I tell you a story about poop? About a poop sure. prank?
Yeah.
This poop prank never came into fruition, but I always thought it was a really good idea for a prank that my friend Jim came up with.
Okay.
And here's how it works. When someone okay. asks you to watch their house and like gives you keys to their house when they go out on town on vacation,
yeah.
what you do is you invite everyone you know to come poop in their toilet.
Okay.
And then don't flush it. So that when they get home, there's just like an absurd amount of poop in their toilet. Like so much that it won't flush and they'll just have to kind of like deal with it.
There's a lot
Is that
of
a good idea
this.
For a prank?
Because no, like it's going to fall apart. Like think about like how far down your Rolodex do you have to go before someone's like, no thanks.
One name. I think I would be, if Jim had called me at the time to do this, I would have been into it. Like I would have agreed to it. I've been like, oh, yeah. so funny. Of course I'll yeah. do that.
Yeah.
And then I would have shown up on the day and I've been like, oh, wait a second. I certainly don't want to go first.
You don't want to go first.
Because I don't want
be
all of
one.
You to have to like
yeah.
look at my poop.
No.
And I certainly don't want to go anything but first.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly.
So now I'm problem. Stuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Bad.
Anyway,
bad
good prank.
Anyway, we don't have time to go into it. I wanted to try to figure out what happened and whether they're still friends. But we
yeah,
got to
review don't have
this
time.
Movie because
we, gotta review
we
the
have to
movie.
Go. But friends, listeners, B-babies, if you know what happened to these boys, please
yeah.
let us know.
Tell us.
We're, I'll tell you this. If it turns out definitively that they're not friends anymore,
yeah,
this podcast is over.
The podcast is over because
it's a podcast
that
it's about
mean,
love, and it
yeah,
means
that means
no
that
thing. Yeah.
That means that friendship is not a real thing, and therefore
it means that friendship's not a real thing. So Tanner and I have nothing.
Like last 5 years has been a lie.
Yeah, and it means that love is not a real thing. So it means the subject of this
podcasting together.
Subject of this podcast is an empty, meaningless subject.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's quickly
let's
review
it.
This movie. Why don't you go to Rotten
it.
Tomatoes? She's all that. I'm gonna get banned from maybe Rotten Tomatoes now as well
we'll
as
see.
IMDb.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so here it is. I'm going to quickly write a review. How do you think we'll get to be a super reviewer?
I think so, if we keep doing this.
All right, so here I am. I'm writing a review.
Yep.
And what do we want to give it? 5 stars. Let's just give it 5 stars.
5 stars. Is there a headline? Like a subject line?
No, we don't need to do that. We just,
okay.
We just go
Good.
Right into it.
Because that's a ton of pressure.
Yeah, no, it's really hard. Okay, so let's see. I think we wanted to combine what these guys said a little bit.
Well, let's start at the beginning. Let's say this film stars... She's All That stars Freddie Prinze Jr. and Matthew Lillard.
Yeah.
The former of which
yeah.
once did a poop-based prank on the former.
Yeah, perfect. I like that.
And they're no longer... And there's a possibility that they're no longer friends.
And they may no longer be friends. And can I just say, though, correlation does not necessarily imply causation?
I would say that, yeah.
Okay. Can I say the scintillating movie, She's All That?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Okay, so let's look at... so let's take a little bit from Dan O and a little bit from Mode.
Okay, Moad.
Moad. The girl is smoking. And it's
Well,
favor.
So here's something I wanted to say while we were talking about yeah. that before, is you know me, you know that yeah. I'm an enormous fan of Barstool Sports, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It may be one of the biggest Barstool Sports fans ever to have lived. I love El Presidente. I love yeah. Big Cat. I love KFC.
Okay, you do know a lot of stuff that Barstool Sports like.
Do we want to borrow a term of art from Barstool Sports? And I'm thinking about contemporizing this a little bit and say smoke show, because that's what they say.
Okay, yeah, that seems fine. on the plus side, let's just say on the plus side, and let's be equal opportunity, because it just feels gross to be like the girls a smoke show. Let's just say on the plus side, the stars
are all smoke shows. That's
are all
but
smoke
even
shows.
Some of the non-stars are smoke shows. So maybe we want to say like
the whole cast, everyone
and
in
crew.
The let's say everyone in the cast, and you've got to recognize the crew, because no one ever does.
Yeah, everyone always leaves during the credits.
And let's say including the best boy. Everyone in the class, cast and crew, including the best boy, is a smoke show.
Yeah.
Okay, this is good. And then now let's take something from Moab. On the minus side.
Yeah.
On the minus side, this film incites obscenity and sex out of marriage, and the father's a cuckold.
Well, do we agree that the father's a cuckold?
No, because we don't want to just parrot Moab.
No. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the moral depravity then.
Do we agree that the movie incites sex out of marriage, at least?
Absolutely.
And what are we saying for sex these days? This movie incites introducing your Jar Jar to someone else's boss ass.
Yeah. Although I think I liked Bumping Gungans.
Okay, let's always
a little
say
bit
bumping,
better.
Bumping Gungans.
Yeah.
This movie incites the bumping of Gungans.
Yeah, between unmarried
teens. Between the unmarried.
Between the unmarried.
Amongst, let's just say amongst the unmarried.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that's enough? Should we do another plus and another minus?
I think what we should do now is probably list all the characters we think are cuckolds.
Okay. So this is another minus. And to add another minus to the mix.
Yeah.
A number of the characters are clearly cuckolds.
And crew. Cast and crew.
a number of the characters
cast,
as well as members of the crew.
Yeah.
Are clearly cuckolds. Do you want to just look up some people on the crew of
Yeah, it was produced associate producer Kyle Hamm.
Let's just say, and I don't want to get in trouble, so I'm going to do an innuendo. Let's just say that this was associate produced by a certain Kyle.
Yeah.
Do you think that's far enough away? Let's just say that this was, let's just say by a certain someone.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That this that's was good. Associate produced by a certain someone. And let's just say as far as we know. Let's say an alleged.
Allegedly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Alleged certain someone as far as we know. And that's going to be a new sentence.
Okay. And do we want to accuse anyone else of being a cuckold or just that one guy?
I think that's
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we've done a lot of work.
We don't want to spread that around too much.
And then that, we'll do something positive. Just from Dan O, the music is weird but good.
Music is weird but good. Maybe yeah. You want to say something about, like, if you loved this movie, you'll love its spiritual prequel, Reality Bites.
Yeah, you'll love its, should we say scintillating?
Scintillating spiritual sequel. Prequel.
Okay, I was thinking if you love the scintillating movie.
No,
well,
no,
we can
no.
do it both twice. Okay.
We'll say it twice. Yeah, say it twice.
Okay. Spiritual, shall I say, or squeakquel in the parentheses?
Yeah.
Reality Bites. Anything else? I think we're pretty much done here.
That feels good.
Okay. Do you want to say, P.S., we love this one, Jack Shepherd and Tanner Greenring? I don't want to be, I want to be anonymous, but I also don't want
to. Well, I think we spent more time in this episode as Horny Jack and Horny Tanner, so maybe we want to sign it off. That
Horny Jack and Horny Tanner. Okay, let me read it back to you and then let's get out of here.
Okay,
5 stars. The scintillating movie She's All That stars Freddie Prinze Jr. and Matthew Lillard, the former of which once did a poop-based prank on the former, and they may no longer be friends, though correlation does not necessarily imply causation. I'm glad we put that in there.
Yeah.
On the plus side, everyone
here,
in the cast,
can I say something?
Yeah.
As Arbiter Tanner always says, correlation, because okay. He's just like, he's like a court guy.
Yeah, that's good. As Arbiter Tanner always says. Okay. The former of which did a poop-based prank
as,
on the...
Sorry, as Arbiter Tanner always says before blasting someone in the face.
Okay. Good. I'm going to put that in parentheses.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I've got. The former of which once did a poop-based prank on the former, and they may no longer be friends, though, as Arbiter Tanner always says before blasting someone in the face, correlation does not necessarily imply causation.
Yep,
on the plus side, everyone in the cast and crew, including the best boy, is a smoke show.
Yeah.
On the minus side, this movie incites the bumping of Gungans amongst the unmarried.
Yeah.
And to add another minus to the mix, a number of the characters, as well as members of the crew, are clearly guckolds.
Yeah.
Let's just say that this was associate produced by an alleged certain someone. I think we really covered our bases pretty well there.
We really couched it. Yeah.
As far as we know.
Yeah, that's another good. Sentence. And I was going to say, you said, I think we really covered our bases. And my instinct was to be like, have we? But now I think we have.
Now I think we've done it. If you love this scintillating movie, you'll love its scintillating spiritual sequel or squeakquel, Reality Bites.
Yeah.
P.S. We love this one. Horny Jack and Horny Tanner.
Yep. Okay.
That's perfect. And I think we did it. And I must go now because...
Cut and print. We got to go talk about Paw Patrol. So we're going to go. Do you want me to do the outro?
No, I can do it just real fast.
Okay. It's good because I was going to make it up.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Everybody, I have to go. Please subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/BSCCpodcast. We're talking about the TGIF shows, and just do it, please.
Just do
we
it.
We need you to.
We don't have time to explain why.
Yeah, you must. And join our Facebook group. It's Baby Nation on Facebook.
No time to explain why.
And rate and review our show, please. No time. All that remains is for me to say that this week we watched a film. The film that we watched was called She's All That, directed by Robert Iscove. Next week, we're going to be watching a little movie called 13 Going on 30 with Jennifer Garner from Daredevil.
Yeah, she played Elektra.
Yeah.
So, Ben Affleck in the film?
No, it's...
Who's the love interest?
Incredible Hulk.
Oh, Ed Norton.
Yeah.
Interesting. She seems a little old, but...
Yeah, that'll be fun. All that remains now is for me to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
Do you want to take that again?
My name is Tanner Greenring.
And I hope that you have your She's All That-ly Ever After.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing now.
We might be childhood friends.